Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chafei Mebeiz. We're holding on Chafei Mebeiz, six lines from the top, by the words V'amar Rami Barabba. So says the Gemara, V'amar Rami Barabba, Chatsuva Mikata Ragleha in Derishaya. That Chatsuva plant, which goes mamish straight down into the ground, the roots don't branch out, so that cuts the leg, so to speak, of Rishon. Meaning that Rishon should take a lesson from Chatsuva. To be honest, Chatsuva goes straight down. It was used to divide properties. And in that way, no one would complain. Everyone knew exactly where the border of each property was. So Rishon should take a lesson from Chatsuva. Netia, the Isser of Arla, the Mitzvah of Arla, not to eat the fruits for the first 3 years, meaning you have to be patient. So that's Mikata Ragleya in the Katsavaya Udebo Alinidais. So that cuts the leg, so to speak, of butchers who don't take the time to check to see if their animals are trefas and they sell it right away, and also Boalinidais who don't wait for the wives to go to the mikvah. So they should learn a lesson of patience from Arla. Tormusa, which is a type of bean which is very bitter. It only gets sweet after you cook it 7 times, but at least after 7 times it gets sweet. So that's Mikata Ragleya in the Sinan Shal Yisrael. So that cuts the legs of Klal Yisrael. Shanema, as the Buzik says, Yaisifu b'nei Yisrael aseis hara b'nei Hashem, they continue to do bad, v'yavdu as ha-bailim, v'as ha-ashtarais, v'as al-kei aram, v'as al-kei tzidoin, v'as al-kei maya, v'as al-kei b'nei amon, v'as al-kei pushtim, v'yazvus Hashem v'lo yavdu. So the Pasuk lists 7 times they were doing Avodah Zarah, they got punished, they did Avodah Zarah, and they didn't serve Hashem. So ask the Gemara, Mimashma Shenemer V'yazvu as Hashem, once the Pasuk says that they forsake Hashem, any idea, Shelo Yavdu, so don't they know that they weren't serving Him? Umatam Olaymer V'lo Yavdu, so why does the Pasuk repeat, and they didn't serve Hashem? Amar Belazar, Rabbi Lazar said that the Pasuk is coming to emphasize that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Afilu Keturmus Hazad, that even like this bean, this Turmus, Shasholken Oisei Sheva Pa'amim, that you have to cook it 7 times, but eventually after 7 times, it gets sweet. Va'aychun Oisei B'kinuach Suda, and you eat it even for dessert. La'yasuni Ben Abanai, and my children aren't even making me like this Turmusa. Meaning 7 times, they're doing over the Zara, they're getting punished, and they're still V'loyavduhu. So that doesn't make any sense. They're not even learning from the Turmusa that at least after 7 times it finally gets the point and it gets sweet. Even like that, they're not doing. Tanu Mishmed Rabbi Meir, Bibnei Man Nitna Torah Yisrael. Why was the Torah given to Klal Yisrael? Bibnei Shein Azim, because they're very strong, and the Torah is Matesh as Koycha Shel Adam, and it balances us out. Tanu Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Mimina Ish Esh Das Lamai, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us from His right hand His laws. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that Ru'uyin Halalu Shatinasin Lahem Das Esh, that these people, referring to Klal Yisrael, it's right for them to have these fiery laws. So we'll break them down a little bit. Yigad Amri, or some have a different version, that the Sehim Shel Elu Esh, that the practice, the nature of these people of Klal Yisrael is fire. Shel Malei Nidna Torah Yisrael, if not for the fact that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, and Kol Uma V'lashon Yichon La'ami Bifneihem. So they would just go and take over the world. There'd be no Uma, no nation in the world that would stand up in front of Klal Yisrael. Behind the Damar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shleisha Azinin, that there are 3 things that they're the most Az within their group: Yisrael ba'umais, Yisrael amongst the nations; Kelev ba'chayis, a dog amongst the chayis; Tarnigol ba'oifais, a chicken amongst the birds; V'yesh Aimrim af Eiz ba'behema, ba'behema daka, a goat amongst the small animals; V'yesh Aimrim af Tzlaf ba'ilanois, the caper bush amongst the trees. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you shacht an animal on Yom Tov, so when you bring it into your house on Yom Tov, so you can't bring it in on this pole, because that's Uvdin Dechol. Rather, you have to carry it in your hands. So now, on this topic of Uvdin Dechol, says the Gemara Tan Rabban, and we learned in the Braisa, other things that are aser because of Uvdin Dechol, in Asuma Yaitse B'makalai, Asuma, a blind person can't go out with his walking stick on Yom Tov, I guess or Shabbos technically, because it's Uvdin Dechol, V'lo Haraya B'Tarmilai, and not a shepherd with his pouch, V'en Yaitzen B'Kisei, and you can't go out being held up on a chair. So if a person goes, sits on a chair and people hold it up, you can't go out on Yom Tov like that. Also, Uvdin Dechol, Echad Ish V'Echad Ishan, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? You can't go out on a chair? V'hashalach Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi sent a message to Bavel, and he said that Zakin Echad Haya B'Shchuna Senu, that we have a certain elder in our Shchuna, in our neighborhood, V'haya Yaitse B'Gudke Shaloi, and he used to go out on his chair. People would hold him up on his chair. V'bo V'shalu Aser Yishur Ben Levi, And when they went and they asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi if it was taka mutter, the Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi paskind that im rabim tzrichim le mutter, that the people need him, he has to give a drasha in the base medrash, so then it's taka mutter to bring him, holding him up on the chair. V'samchu Rabbi Yisenu al divrei Achi Shakya, and our Rabbanim were saimich on the words, on the testimony of Achi Shakya, the Amr that he said, Ana apikti l'Rav Huna, that I personally carried up Rav Huna on a chair, mehine l'shile u'mishile lihine, that I was the one who carried him. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that Anah Apikte Lamar Shmuel, I was the one who personally carried Mar Shmuel Mishimsha Latula Mitula Lashimsha, from the sun to the shade and from the shade to the sun. Shade to the sun. So the point is that you see it's mutter to go out on the chair, not like the Braisa. So says the Gemara, is a difference. Hasam Kedamar Taima. Over there, Rabbi Shua ben Levi explained the heter. It says, "Imhayu rabim tzrichim leimuter." It was dafka in a specific case where he needs to give a drasha in the base medrash. So then they gave a heter. But stam to be yitzi b'kisei, that's what the braisa was saying is aser. Amar le Rav Nachman l'chama bar Ada shliach tzion. Rav Nachman said to chama bar Ada shliach tzion that kisol kas lahasam. The next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, akif. Make a little bit of a detour. Vizil asuma ditzar, and go by suma ditzar. Vizil gabi Rav Yaakov bar Idi, and they want you to go to Rav Yaakov bar Idi, who we just had is the one who sent this message to Bavel, that for Rabbim Tzrichamai, there's a heter to get carried on the chair. But he said, I want you to go to Rav Yaakov bar Idi, and I want you to ask him, kisei ma'o osen bei, that what do you hold about getting carried on the chair on Yom Tov? He wanted to hear him actually say it. So, ada azul lahasam, so when, by the time, Chama bar Abba Shliach Tzion got to Eretz Yisrael, Noch Nafshid Rav Yaakov bar Idi. Apparently Yaakov bar Idi was ready nifter, so he never got the chance to ask him. So Kisalik, when he got to Eretz Yisrael, instead of asking Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Ashkechelu Rabbi Zrika, this man, he found Rabbi Zrika, in Amar Lein, he asked Rabbi Zrika, Kisei Ma Osen Bei, what do you hold about getting carried outside on this chair? So Amar Lei, so Rav Zrika responded, that Hachi Amar Rav Ami, that Rav Ami said, Ubovat Shal Yichatev, that yeah, it's mutter. It's mutter for someone who's rabim tzrichim loy to get carried outside on the chair, but you can't shoulder it. My bavach lo yichatef, what does it mean you can't shoulder it? Rabbi Yosef braid rava ba'alunki. It means you can't do this form of carrying known as a lunki. Rashi explains means that two people stand opposite each other. They stand facing each other. And they each put each other, their arms on the other one's shoulders. And like that, the chair, their arms perform, make some sort of platform. The chair goes on top of their arms, and the person, the Talmud Chacham, who's giving the drasha, he goes and he sits on top of the chair that's on top of their arms. So that's asa, that's of the nechol, even for Rabbim Tzrichim Loi. They could carry him in the chair, but they can't do it in this form. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? Alunki is Aser? V'Rav Nachman sharalo liyalta, lemeipach ga alunki. V'Rav Nachman was allowed Yalta. He allowed his wife Yalta, who was Rabim Srichim La, Rashi says, Taisa says, and he allowed her to get carried on the chair in this way. So says the Gemara, no, Shani Yalta did the Isa. No, really alunki is Aser. However, Yalta was different because she was scared to get carried and it just gets stomped to get carried. Alunki, you feel more secure. And therefore, they gave a heter for when the person is scared, so they gave a heter to get carried in this Alunki way. The whole Isser is because of Uvdin Dachol, it's the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon gave a heter for someone who was scared to get carried in a different fashion. Ameimar Marzutra Mechatfil Hu Beshabta Derigla Mishum Beisusa. And says the Gemara, Ameim Marzutra also, they got shouldered, they got carried on the chair in this Alunki way on the Shabbos before the Yom Tov when they were given the Drasha, also because they were scared to get carried in a different way. Va'amrila, some say it was a different heter. The reason why they had a heter to get shouldered was Mishum Duchaka De Tzibura, was because of Tircha De Tzibura. Because people had to stand up for them while they were traveling around, and if they would get carried in a normal way, with people just holding up the chair, so apparently then it goes much slower. So people would have to stand up for much longer. If you get carried in the Alunki way, so you can move much quicker, people don't have to stand up for as long, so because of Tircha de Tzibura, that was the heter for Amir Marzutra to get carried in this Alunki way.